No matter how great my sin and struggle may be, praise God that the cross of Christ is greater. We're going to talk more about the cross of Christ today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
It's time for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jay Webb, and welcome to our study today as we embrace God's Word to help us meet the challenges of today. Let's open our Bibles and open our heart for this time of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you always to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you. It's so good to have you join us for this, our weekly broadcast of the International Gospel Hour radio program. We've been on the air, or online when you add that in, since 1934. As of this recording, our 91st year, and to God be the glory. Allow me to mention some very special friends, DJ and Sarah Curry of Parkersburg, West Virginia. They put forth an effort called addedtothechurch.com. That's addedtothechurch.com. There are some exceptional articles by DJ and Sarah and by others, and you can also subscribe free to two digital publications, The Mountain Messenger and The New Testament Expositor. So if you'll check them out at addedtothechurch.com, all of the information is right there. Once again, that's addedtothechurch.com. We are honored to mention this good work and hope that it will be of help in your studies of the Word of God. In our previous weekly broadcast, we discussed the cross of Christ and we addressed the following. We looked at the cross of Christ to see where sin was magnified. Jesus is our propitiation, 1 John 2, 1 and 2. And that, of course, the appeasement for sin. For he was made to be sin for us, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And the plague and the destruction of sin was magnified greatly there at the cross. We note at the cross of Christ how innocence was vilified. Why, even Pilate acknowledged that Christ had no fault and nothing worthy of death was found in his life, Luke 23:13-15. At the cross of Christ, praise God, the sinner was justified. Through the blood shed on the cross, Romans 5 and verse 9, the blood that brought forth redemption, Romans 3 and verse 24, one is justified, or just as if I'd never sinned. At the cross of Christ, the saved work sanctified. Set apart by the gospel, individuals who will hear that gospel message and obey it, 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14, because therein is the message of redemption, Romans 1:16, and 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. And finally, we noted that at the cross of Christ, the love of God was personified. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, friends, we are very, very thankful for the cross of Christ. If there was no other hope, and to be honest, friends, there was no other hope. If there was any other way, God would have brought it forth. But it took the cross of Jesus Christ to redeem us from our sins. And friends, we need to come to the cross today. We're thankful for the cross, and there's more to come in this study. We'll be back in a moment, but first, if you would like to hear part one of this lesson called The Cross of Christ, or for that matter, any of our past broadcasts, please give a listen to our Jay Webb with that information.
Hello, friends. The Previous Shows tab is available at our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and also available on several podcast platforms. Maybe we are on your favorite podcast site. Just search for International Gospel Hour and you can find previous broadcasts. They're always there 24/7 for you to listen or even to download, either at our website or your favorite podcast site. Check it out today.
Again, friends, our lesson text for this study is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, where Paul told this division-ridden congregation of the Lord's people, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Paul bringing forth, pointing them to the cross, "Your faith should not be in the wisdom of men." Many of you say, "I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, I am of Paul," and so on. And Paul is dealing with that, and it is amazing how within the first three chapters he keeps pointing them back to Jesus Christ and the cross. And when they go back to the cross and begin from there, they understand what they need to be doing. Friends, may our message here from International Gospel Hour not be with persuasive words of human wisdom, but we wish to demonstrate of the Spirit and of the power within the Word of God. Jesus in John 6 reminds us that the words that He speaks, they are spirit and they are life, and how powerful God's Word indeed is. Allow our faith, our belief, where we stand, what we do, not to be in the wisdom of men, but from the Word of God, wherein lies the power of God. Let's continue our study today about the cross of Christ. Let's notice at the cross of Jesus Christ, prophecy was verified. With over 100 prophecies in the Scripture concerning Jesus Christ, how beautiful in that they were all fulfilled. And it is stunning when you look at specific prophecies and their fulfillment. For example, a child born without a human father, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, prophesied in Isaiah 7, fulfilled in Matthew 1 and Luke 1 and 2. And yes, friends, at the cross of Jesus Christ, there were prophecies fulfilled. How about in Mark 15 and verse 28, where Jesus was numbered with the transgressors? Well, that was prophesied in Isaiah 53 with verse 12, and for that matter, all of Isaiah 53 is sufficient, a full chapter of the prophecy of the Christ. Let's consider John 19, 34 through 37. When one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done, that the Scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. And again another Scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Friends, those Scriptures were fulfilled at the cross of Jesus Christ. Scriptures from Psalm 34 in verse 20 and Zechariah 12 in verse 10, respectively. Here we find words penned centuries before they were fulfilled. The amazing power of biblical prophecy. And this adds another layer of great power within God, within Christ, and within His cross. To see how strong and how powerful the cross is, and that should bring us to the cross of Christ, not pursuing human wisdom, but the power of God. Let's notice number two. The cross of Jesus Christ, where the law was nullified. In Colossians 2 and verse 14, we see the phrase, of the law, nailing it to his cross, the law of Moses. And I love to look at Galatians 3, 24 and 25, where the law was our schoolmaster or tutor that brought us to Christ. When you look at that word schoolmaster, also known as a tutor, it's called a little lad leader, one that would bring the child, prepare the child to be brought to the school to be taught. The law prepared one and brought them to Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, verses 13 through 16, he wrote unto the church at Ephesus, comprised of Jew and Gentile, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh or brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Friends, in that context of Ephesians 2:13 through 16, we see one is brought near by the blood of Christ. Where was that blood shed? Upon the cross. One is reconciled in one body by the cross. So it is by the cross one can come into one body. Or here in this context, he is speaking to both Jew and Gentile. He is speaking to the church at Ephesus. Later in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, we see all of the ones, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, but within that we find one body. Earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, the Bible says how God had placed all things under the feet of Christ and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. In Colossians 1 and verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So Jesus is the head of his church. No church should be designed to have a physical head. If we find churches with physical heads, we best run the other way. We want Jesus Christ to be the head of the church of which we wish to be a part. There are many times when I labored in local work, I would receive a phone call about the hierarchy or the earthly headquarters of the Church of Christ. I kindly shared with our callers that we have no earthly headquarters. There is no directive that we receive, but rather Jesus Christ is the head and he has spoken by his word. Friends, do you not get a little frustrated sometimes when you read and think about things within modern-day churches that just simply do not fit what the Bible says? Would we not do better by putting our trust in the head, Jesus Christ, who bore the cross for our sins, who was resurrected from the dead, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, who is on the right hand of the Father, Hebrews 1, 1 through 3, who is making intercession for the Christian, Hebrews 7, 24 and 25. Praise God, he is our mediator between God and men, Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. How thankful we are that he is the one who is also called our propitiation, as we noted moments ago in our introduction in 1 John chapter 2, but also our advocate as a Christian where he pleads on our behalf. Think about the head Jesus Christ and the trust in which we can place in him and not in man, not in man's leadership. Now, has God given a direction of how man should be led? Absolutely. He has placed elders in local churches of Christ or overseers to guide and to do those things according to his word. But make no mistake about it, friends. Jesus Christ is the only one and true head, the one and only head that God ever designed to be the head of the church, and none other. And so, friends, here we find at the cross of Christ, the law was nullified. There would be a better covenant, as we see beginning in Hebrews 8, verses 6 through 13, called a new covenant, as verse 13 concludes, and that is all done by the cross of Christ. So many times people say, well, do we go under the Old Testament or the New Testament, or the Old Covenant or the New Covenant? Well, friends, we would go under the New Covenant. The Old Covenant had served its purpose to then physical Israel, whereas today the New Covenant stands true for spiritual Israel or the church. And when you and I find under the Old Covenant such laws as animal sacrifices, that no longer has to be the case, for Jesus Christ is the sacrifice for man today offered once for all, A study of Hebrews 9 and Hebrews 10 shares as much. And so, friends, we're able to look upon the Old Testament. Of the things written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Romans 15 and verse 4. We also note from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 of Moses, the children of Israel in the wilderness, how they are written as our examples. So when we look at the Old Testament, we can see what happens when one is obedient to God and how he blessed them, but if disobedience unto God, he did not. So friends, when we go to the cross of Jesus Christ, the law was nullified. It had served its purpose, and it brought us unto Jesus Christ. Friends, I'm going to pause here for a moment. Our Jay Webb has a few words about our website, which he mentioned earlier, but he wishes to elaborate a little bit more, and then I'll comment a couple of other things about our website before we continue our study.
Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. That's internationalgospelhour.com. Check out our website and see all that's available. We have a number of biblical resources. You can also listen to our other broadcasts, view our TV program, request our newsletter, and ask for our Bible study by mail, and so much more. And get this, it's all free at internationalgospelhour.com.
And friends, we're grateful for you viewing our website. That gives you a central location of where to go and to learn so much more about our work here at International Gospel Hour. We'd love to hear from you. If you go to our website, look at the contact tab and leave us a message. Just tell us where you listen to our broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, our toll-free number is 855-444-6988. Please feel free to give us a call and just let us know where you are listening to our broadcast from. We'd love to hear from our listeners, and we're grateful for each and every one of you because you help us with our broadcast. We could not be on the air without you, and we do appreciate you tuning in. Let's notice, thirdly, about the cross of Jesus Christ, where justice was satisfied. Now, justice in that one receives what is deserved. Now, friends, this is a difficult point, but one that you and I need to grasp and embrace. Let's think about this for a moment. In Isaiah 59 in verse 2, unto Israel, who had wandered from God, who were in captivity, and this is a part of the book that God promised to bring them back, or the first 40 chapters, you will go into captivity. May I be more accurate there? But in the latter part of that book, I will not forsake you. He did warn them, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Sin, friends, is against God. He will not have anything to do with sin, and its wages is death, Romans 6 and verse 23. So as Christ was made to be sin for us, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, he was the only substitute for our sin, Hebrews 9, 22. It would take the blood of his Son, and his Son only, for the justice of our sins. Not his sins, but our sins. You see, justice in that one receives what is deserved. We do not deserve the grace of God. We do not deserve heaven. And the cross of Jesus Christ, where he became sin for us and shed his blood for us, was the only justice for our sins. Not his sins, but ours. You know, Romans 5 and verse 9, the latter part says, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Would to God that we hold to that. Would to God, as we are at the cross, to see not one thing that I could have done to save my soul or yours. We were the ones that deserved death due to our sin. We are the ones that deserve death due to our sin. Friends, if that does not shake us, what will? Amen and amen that it takes the cross of Christ to redeem us. Friends, with that in mind, we certainly do not want our iniquities to separate us from God. So many people allow a life of sin to come between them and God, and they revel in it, they live in it. They want to follow after things of man, and that should not be the case when the cross of Jesus Christ has done all. Yes, friends, we need to come to the cross of Jesus Christ. We need to make certain that we respond to that cross. He has paid the price for us. He has given the gift, and we must be willing to accept that gift. You see, when I believe in Jesus Christ, I believe in His death, His burial, His resurrection. I believe in His life. I am going to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to embrace by faith to repent of my sins, as He commanded in Luke 13 in verse 3 and 5, and as He commanded such to be preached beginning at Jerusalem in Luke 24, 44 through 47. And on the day of Pentecost, was not repentance preached when they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" in Acts 2, 37? Indeed. Acts 2 and verse 38, "Repent and to be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In verse 21 of that chapter, "They that received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." To what were they added, friends? Look at verse 47 of Acts 2. They were added to the church, that one body that we talked about earlier. And so, friends, we need to come to the cross of Jesus Christ. When the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, Titus 2 and verse 11, what did the grace of God do? Verse 12 says, "Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." The grace of God is a teaching grace. It instructs us where to turn from and to whom we turn to. To God be the glory. Now, friends, we put all of this together, the cross of Jesus Christ. What we noted today, where prophecy was verified, the law was nullified, and justice was satisfied, let's make certain we see where sin was magnified, innocence was vilified, but the sinner was justified and the saved work sanctified, because love was personified. Friends, we must come to the cross of Jesus Christ. Have we prompted you to think about some things that maybe you're thinking, you know, I haven't quite heard it that way before. Let me look at this a little more. We're blessed to offer our long time. Well, our Bible course by mail is very popular, and I'm going to defer to our J. Webb with the details of how you can receive that study. And friends, let me point out, this study and all of our studies, all of our materials that we offer here from International Gospel Hour, yeah, they are all free. We are not going to ask for your money. They are all free. Here is our J. Webb.
Our longtime free Bible study course by mail is always available. Have you tried it yet? Just call us toll free at 855-444-6988. And leave your name, address, and just say, "Home Study." That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "Home Study" in the message box. Study the Bible at your own pace. Again, it's free from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
And friends, we would love to help you in your study of the Bible. I'll give you an additional help or an aid that we're very careful how we offer it. But within your Bible study, if you would like to have someone to call you personally from an area church of Christ, we will be glad to arrange that for you. Now, we're very careful. We just don't send people out. We don't do that. We respect our listeners. But if you find that of interest, if you'll let us know, We will have them call and contact you, and you all can work it out from there. We just want to be of help to you in every way possible, and we hope that the Bible study by mail will be of help to you as you grow. But as you continue on, you may have some questions, and we'll strive to help you all that we can here from International Gospel Hour. I want to add something at this point, that I am grateful for the late Brother Wendell Winkler. He was a beloved friend, and I'm grateful for Brother Winkler and grateful for his service on this earth. He has been passed for a number of years. I'm still grateful to call his son Dan and his son Mike friends, and I see Dan from time to time. Brother Wendell Winkler shared this outline with a number of preachers years ago of the cross of Jesus Christ, and it's my honor to share those thoughts with you today by our broadcast. We love to look at past sermons here at International Gospel Hour, bring them back and share them once again, for we want to make sure they are biblically based, and we're grateful that we can bring those studies back and find them just as profitable today as they were then. So again, I'm grateful for the memory of Brother Winkler, and although he being dead, he still speaks. Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue these studies together at another time, and I'm honored that you join me as we study together on these matters pertaining to God and His Word. Again, thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. To God be the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. Feel free to listen to our other programs at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. And join us next time.